Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
It's of utmost importance to arouse the fantasy of our dear children to the reward that awaits Am Yisrael and to the mission that Klal Yisrael as a nation collectively accomplishes. Imagine arousing their fantasies. They should understand that just like Shmuel Anovi, the Pasuk says, was able to see from one end of the world to the other without eyes, as the Kuzari says, Raya Beli Einayim. Likewise, when Mashiach comes, the entire world will be transparent and will be able to see Hashem. L'sakein oilam v'malchus shakai. Toir eretz mikvaydecho. The entire world will have been lit up and our eyes will literally be able to experience and have a relationship with Hashem. Now, ki lo yirani ha'odam v'choy. When we're alive, we can't have this relationship with Hashem. But after, the world will have been purified through our mitzvahs, by Tchiyas HaMeisim, we'll be able to have an absolute relationship with Hashem. And that relationship is going to be so exciting that a chasn and kala is a muscle. Kim sois chasn al kala yosis alayich alikoyich. This amazing relationship that we're going to have with Hashem is going to be the greatest enjoyment ever. The Meshech Chochma says in Parashas Lech Lecha, that the new body that we're going to get by Tchiyas HaMeisim is going to be a telescope with many different channels, and it'll help us have that unbelievable relationship with Hashem, because the body that did all the mitzvahs and now it's purified in a new spiritual type of body by Tchiyas HaMeisim, in this purified world where Hashem's light takes over the world, the new body, every mitzvah that the body did in the previous life will now come back in a spiritual body, which will be like a telescope on top of the neshama, to be able to enhance the vision of experiencing Hashem. And when we tell our children that every act of every mitzvah purifies a different part of creation, a different part of the globe is connected to a different neshama, and the Ari HaKadosh says that not one yid accomplishes the same accomplishment. And the Rechaim HaKadosh tells us, had we not sinned, we would have been able to purify the entire planet Earth remotely from Eretz Yisrael. But because we sinned, we had to go into exile and manually be Mekadosh the entire world so that it should be a place where Hashem's light could overtake creation. When we give over to our children the master plan, the greatness of our actions, what they accomplish, it's a whole different perspective on Judaism.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.